State Attorney General Dana Nessel wants to talk with former Michigan State University interim president John Engler. The interview would be part of Nessel's investigation into MSU's handling of the Larry Nassar sexual abuse case. But Nessel and Engler seem to be having trouble getting together. Detroit Free Press columnist Nancy Kaffer wrote about the situation this week, and she joins me now. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Doug.
The crimes Larry Nassar committed predate John Engler's tenure at MSU. Engler was brought in to deal with the fallout from that situation. What is Dana Nessel hoping to learn from an interview with Engler?
Under Dana Nessel's predecessor, Bill Schuette, the MSU board asked the AG's office to open an investigation to determine what culpability university officials might have had, or just what happened during these decades when Larry Nassar was assaulting women and girls. This has resulted in criminal charges against some people. Engler wasn't there when all that was happening, but he led the university for the last year. And as such, you know, he has a lot of information.
John Engler resigned as MSU's interim president in January. Dana Nessel says that this interview is covered in his contract for his work at the university. What does Nessel's staff say about what's happened while they've been trying to set up this interview?
They started reaching out to him in January to try to set up an interview. And according to Nessel's office, you know, he had assured them he wasn't going to be in the state anytime soon. They had offered to fly an investigator to speak with him at his home in Virginia. His representatives had said it needs to be at my office in D.C. Now, what her office says is this is an extreme step. They don't normally fly investigators out of state. This is taxpayer money. They try to be careful of it. And in general, you know, it's sort of incumbent on the subject of an interview to comply with what the AG needs.
As you mentioned, Engler lives in Virginia. You noted in your column that he did travel to the Midwest a number of times to see Michigan State men's basketball games this spring. In your opinion, what does his personal travel have to do with this request for an interview related to his job here in Michigan?
Well, again, Nessel's office says they only agreed to send someone out east because Engler said he wasn't going to be, or his representative said he wasn't going to be in the state. But then, you know, he pops up at this Michigan State basketball game in East Lansing, one in Chicago, one in Des Moines. And what Nessel's office says is they started to suspect that maybe there was a reason he didn't want to do this interview in Michigan or in Virginia. The reason that they think that is because D.C. has different laws about what you can and can't say when you're being interviewed by an investigator. In D.C., if you are not under oath, there are no repercussions for making misrepresentations, which some people might call lying.
Has Engler or any of his representatives had anything to say about that allegation or about this process of trying to get together for an interview at all?
So they're putting this all in Nessel's office. They're saying that they, you know, had a date, that Nessel canceled it, that it's his travel is not related, that he's willing to cooperate, that they're pushing this all in Nessel's office, that sort of her office is problems is why this interview hasn't happened.
I want to go back to something you touched on there, that they did have a date for an interview, mm-hmm. and then Nessel was the one that canceled. What happened there?
What her office says is that after he was observed at these games, they started to suspect that there was perhaps a reason he didn't want to do this interview in Michigan. And being that this was something that was now a possibility, they said they felt like they needed to ensure that the interview was conducted in the most appropriate fashion.
What are the options for Nessel here? Could this come to a subpoena or a breach of contract case? What are her next steps?
You know, and then one of the most recent stories, a spokesman for Nessel said that the former governor understands that if he wants to participate in a voluntary interview, he needs to reach out to their office, which I felt like the use of the word voluntary was kind of pointed. But really, why should it come to any of this? This seems like a case of someone who's used to kind of playing these sort of political fights out. But sometimes it's important to think about what it is you're fighting about and why. I mean, what we're fighting about here is whether or not information about how a serial sexual offender was able to operate for so long. Pushing back for the sake of pushing back is a reflex that you can fall into, and it seems just incredibly inappropriate in this instance.
Nancy Kaffer is a columnist with the Detroit Free Press. You can read her writing on the opinion page at freep.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at Nancy Kaffer. Nancy, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Doug.